Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now is Zach Meir, the man of the chart. Looking at three charts, moving on news in 3 minutes. You're all right, Zach?
No, I've got a cold.
Have you?
Yes. After all that, you know, all that health and everything else and teeth whitening and new wig and everything, you know, it's just everything's gone pear-shaped.
Maybe you're overdoing it, dear.
Yeah, I think so.
Dear. Have a rest. Get your blanket on your legs.
Soup. Need some soup.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at the three stocks. Finhouse Mining, FAM, announced significant advances in optimizing the I can never say the word
metallurgical.
That's it. Process.
Another one.
That's it, yes.
I may be dying, but I can still say that. Yeah.
Metallurgical processes are required to produce an ilmenite concentrate from the Pacific Titanium Project in Greenland. So, FAM, on the chart, what do you reckon? It's been strong of late, I think, but...
It's about as smooth and as... I mean, for a mining stock, I mean, it's remarkably smooth. So, that is actually a green flag, let's say. Mm. I'm looking for a target as high as 10 pence, which would be a line drawn from December through the June peak, which you'll see when I send it to you. And that target's about it while we're above the 50-day moving average at 5.74, which is... basically supported the price since the beginning of the year. So it looks relatively straightforward.
Nice. It's a good point. That's about 7 pence at the moment, so that's good. Plutus Power Gen arranged a £3 million asset financing facility for one of its indirect investment companies, Attune Energy, PPG. What do you reckon?
Right. We had the breakthrough, the 200-day moving average in May. We've had a sideways shuffle since then. I think we only touched the 200-day line once briefly. So basically a very strong consolidation. My view is that while we're above the 50-day average at 1.3 pence, we could head towards the top of a rising February price channel at 2 pence. So half a penny of upside even from current levels.
Marvellous. And the last one, Upland Resources, Apple. UPL, I own stock in this company, has increased its participating interest in Pedal 299 from 16.67% to 25%. They're still awaiting on a formal rubber stamping from the ONG or the Department of Energy, but that should be coming through. I mean, I've seen other companies announcing this now, so it should be coming through very soon. UPL on the chart, what do you reckon?
Right, rising trend channel from basically the beginning of November last year. That's heading towards 2.1 pence at its resistance line. The target is almost the same as the last stock, actually. The target is valid while we're above the 50-day moving average at 1.3 pence. So nearly, half a penny of upside for this stock as well.
Lovely. And have you got any surprises there? Any stocks you quite like in the chart?
I think we have to look at Alba Mineral Resources because I know a lot of people like that stock.
Yeah.
Shares gapped down rather painfully last month through the 200-day moving average at 0.27 pence, but they have now broken back, so it's a bear trap gap reversal. That is, as you can imagine, quite a solid reversal or turnaround signal there. I'm looking for a target as high as 0.8 pence while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 0.22. So this looks like they're wrong-footed the bears, and we're back above the 200-day line and looking quite strong.
Yeah, everyone's talking about Alba in regards to the Brockham, the asset, so there's a lot of chat about that. At least,
yes, I spoke to Mr. Lenigas last week. He seemed to be quite positive about the prospects there.
Yeah, well, at least they haven't got some kind of something.
Yeah, they haven't got any metallurgical problems
at
this stage.
Thanks, Zach. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.